I'm your host, Fierce Spencer, and today is Tuesday, baby. We are twisting it up. We are doing the tango, baby. We are getting down with it on today. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed. Broadcasting live. It is February 21st, 2023. It is 11:15 on the Central Standard Time Zone and 12:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push on up to the ATL. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Colin. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors in stock. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka-laka, retired Steve Gum. Listen, he's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. But listen, honey, you keep right on working until you make enough money to send me my paycheck. I have to have my paycheck. Now listen, Steve, I don't know why you think I can work around here for only pennies on a dollar. What is wrong with you? Don't you know I need to have my stocks? I got to put my money in my financial portfolio. What's wrong with you, my good man? Listen. Y'all know I like this. Thanks. Listen, I got some really hard music for you by Higher Power. Before I get into that, I want y'all to get into this by your own Facebook. Use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, internet. Work with me on it. All right. You know, I got an opinion. I got something to say about everything. Y'all know how it go. I'm going to get to the music in just one moment. It is Higher Power. He got a hot and saucy song that's coming up. But listen here, y'all know I always got something to say on what I see all up in the news. Now, listen, y'all. Listen, I'm just going to give it to you quick, down, and dirty. Now, you know, I understand when it comes to teaching the Word of God and things like that, that, you know, you just break it down, you break down the Word. But listen, you know, what is with this name calling? I just happen to see just now on this particular site, this is on MSN.com. Listen, this pastor sparked an outrage because he labeled Beyonce as a witch. Now, I don't know what made him say that she's a witch. Now, let me see. He says here, now listen, he says, I don't care, well, this is the article, now I'm reading from the article. It says, I don't care what pastor you got, who's okay with it? I don't care what pastor you got that think it's cool. I don't care what pastor you got that sings along to the song because they want some clout. Now listen, this person who is writing this article is out of North Carolina, but preaches in various locations across the U.S., so listen. Let me say this right up in here. So whoever wrote this article, they are not a journalist by standards of being a notarized standard, a notarized journalist. Listen, so you got all different subcategories of journalists because people write stories all the time, and then you have these rogues. She sounds like a rogue journalist. To me. She sounds like a rogue journalist. I don't know whose platform she's really coming from, but anyway. Okay, so listen, she captured something on TikTok. What is this? Prophetess, not going to put her name on out here. She's prime for this. Now, get this here. She's on TikTok. It's, they have it rolling on this website. She's a she's a TikToker, and she calls herself a prophetess. So listen, she's saying that some pastor sparked an outrage because he called Beyonce a witch. I don't know where he is getting the idea that she's a witch. Of course, y'all know how celebrities are. A lot of celebrities are into a whole lot of different things. You need to hear me what I'm saying up here. But I don't know where he got his information or his detail or his facts. Now, I ain't never heard nobody say that she's a witch, and I don't know what is sparking him to say this. Now, listen, I'm trying to get some really full details on this thing. Now, listen, this is live, and I'm doing the down and dirty real fast on this right here. Well, listen, I don't see no facts on this article, so listen, I'm going to have to put this in the slush pile. Y'all know the slush pile. In journalism, you call it the slush pile when stuff is coming in, and if there's no facts, if it has not been vetted out to me, that article ain't been vetted out, I don't see no sources, I don't see nothing source or anything that states that this was, I don't believe she is a witch, I don't believe that. I don't see any sources, I don't see anything in the article that has facts and proven that it's been vetted out to say that this woman is a witch, so I don't know why this pastor is saying this, and the person that wrote the article is not a bona fide journalist. She's just one of those rogue journalists, just writing what she's wanting to write. And she's a TikToker. Not to say that TikTokers can be journalists. So anyway, that's it. That's all. Moving right on to music by Higher Power. Listen, this one is called Too Close. Y'all gonna love this. This boy, he got something really juicy all up in here. He got some good stuff, and you're going to love it. The song is called Too Close. He's a New Yorker. He's recorded different mixes, melodies with the street essence to provide a perfect picture on some of the current events everyone may or may not go through. So listen, he wants y'all to check it out. Once again, the song is called Too Close. And I do like songs when people put their message in the music. I understand that because that's what I do. When I see something, I'll be like, hey, wait a minute. I got to go do my Sister Soldier thing and make me a song because, you know, I don't agree with this or I do agree with it. So listen, this one is Higher Power. Once again, the artist's name is Higher Power, and the song is called Too Close. Don't y'all get too close to the fire, because guess what? When you get too close to the fire, you sure enough going to get burned. You make that.
So leave me feel like I never turn my back. I probably should have turned my back, but I could never turn my back. I ain't never going back. I could never turn my back, I'm forever gon' be that. I got homies at the pearly, they ain't never coming back. Shorty says she never love me, she forever coming back. If she call at 2 a.m. then I ain't never calling back, ayy. Remember when I used to try to like you and you left me undelivered? I was frozen for the win, I got my money up. Now my niggas ballin' when the summer come, and you ain't getting close to none of us.
I can't see this coming down my eyes, but I gotta let this song cry. I know she see it coming down my eyes, but the car just left her heart blind. I told her stay down, cause I'm all the way up. Check the time on the watch, look it's all the way bust. If my heart ain't enough, then I'm picking it up. Do the dash and the pulse, leave the love in the dust. I gotta get back in my bag, they ain't fucking with us. If you my brother, then we gon' keep living it up. Got some blazing in my yay, I'll be home in a month. I throw 100 in the spot if they callin' my bluff. She better act right, cause them corny niggas ain't us. Tony Hawk with these pieces, I'll be pulling them stunts. Take a friend shop and you'll be big enough.
I could never turn my back, I'm forever gon' be that. I got homies at the pearlies, they ain't never coming back. Shorty said she never love me, she forever coming back. If she call at 2 a.m. then I ain't never calling back, ayy. Remember when I used to try to link you and you left me undelivered? I was frozen for the winter, got my money up. Now my niggas ballin' when the summer come, and you ain't getting close to none of us. I thought you ain't love me, baby, what happened now? Cause I'm pushing and jabbing, looking like Pacquiao. I done got me some motion. She said I was an asshole, ain't got no emotions. But fuck it then. My new bitch at 30, that's bringing her right from 1 to 10. Plus she 7:30, same time I picked up her other friend in January. We sliding right in that Cullinan. 26, high 97, like we in Summer Jam, a powerhouse. 105 on a Jackie Robinson, a Bushwick. Calling me over so we could politic, the fuck is this? I could've went to the Athy with my other chick. Pouring Casa, a Picasso with a rubber grip.
fake eyes, no governments. Instead, I'm in a foreign, no token, she just be mumbling. I'm done with it. I had to leave you in the past. I'll forever show you love, but I ain't never turning back. I could never turn my back, I'm forever gon' be that. Talk our homies at the pearlies, they ain't never coming back. Shorty said she never loved me, she forever coming back. If she call at 2 a.m., then I ain't never calling back, ayy. Remember when I used to try to link you and you left me undelivered? I was frozen for the win, I got my money up. Now my niggas ballin' when the summer come, and you ain't getting close to none of us.
Yeah. I told y'all, when you get too close to the fire, what's going to happen? You're going to get burned. He said, he ain't never coming back. Listen. You know what? Now, y'all know mama is a licensed life coach. I'm going to give y'all a quick down and dirty lesson for today. Okay? Now, listen. When you get too close, you know something? A fire don't start, boom, unless you got a bomb. Now, let me break this down to you real quick. When you get too close to something, you get a whole lot of warning signs before you really get all up in the mess. You hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm getting this from the song Too Close, right? Y'all know I always give a story or a life lesson after a song, right? So now the message is what I'm getting from the song Too Close. Listen, it's like this. I'm going to give you this analogy, right? So listen, unless you have a bomb is something that just blows up, boom, and you got a big blast. But I'm not talking about that. In life, when you have a fire can start small, right? You throw the match, you see the flickers, and it builds up, right? That's just like a life. When you're dealing with a person, a situation, or whatever it is, a relationship, you're going to see some signals that there's a fire coming real fast, right? Now, it's up to you. You can use your fire extinguisher to put that thing out. You can throw some water on it to put that thing out. You got a choice and a remedy of what you're going to use to resolve the problem, right? So now you see, when it's a little flame, you can go ahead and dash the water on and put it out, okay? It might get a little bigger, and then you still want to deal with it and keep on going. You might take your fire extinguisher because you need a little bit more power and a little bit more force to put that thing out. But now listen, when the fire gets really, really too huge, what you going to do? You going to try to fight a big, huge fire with some water or fire extinguisher? Heck no. You going to be down to 911 to get the fire department out there to put that thing out. Or you going to do what? You going to walk away. You going to walk away and let them burn up all by themselves. So listen. When you get too close to the edge, ain't nobody going over the edge with you. You're going over the edge all by yourself, baby. And that's the way it goes down in life, right? So listen, this song was called Too Close by independent artist Higher Power. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And thank you, Higher Power, for the lesson for today. Listen, I'll be back later on. It's been stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and peace.